Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We appreciate you. As you know, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So to stay up to date on all of the great interviews and shows that we have lined up just for you, visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. All right. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I'm telling you today, I definitely have an exciting show lined up for you. So let's get this party started. My first segment features Christy Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, Christy is a master communicator and public speaker with an electrifying message. Most recently, she's the co-writer of Insecure, which is currently filming in Memphis. We're going to hear about that today, and it stars a lot of different celebrities, Tempest Bledsoe from The Cosby Show. Oh, my goodness, Layman Rutger from Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married? You remember he was the love interest for Jill Scott, uh-huh. Oh, my goodness, Essence Atkins and many, many more. I'm telling you, Christy is nationally right now launching her Living Life seminars. She's also the proud recipient of the 2008 Memphis Women's Magazine 50 Women Who Make a Difference Award. She has an extensive radio career. Also, we're going to hear about that today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to bring to the mic right now Christy Taylor. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you.
Good to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I tell you, where do we start, right?
Okay. Well, we
let's start from the beginning.
Well,
tell us.
I guess.
Yes.
Well, I guess at the very beginning, you know, I always, you know, do you want the birth story or do you want me to start? Because I'll go back to the very, very beginning.
You can give us a snippet, yeah, about how you started your career.
Okay, well, pretty much, you know, I've really had an affinity for radio and all things entertainment, all things artsy. Growing up, you know, first of all, D.C. born, but I was raised eventually as a young girl in the West Tennessee area. So all those who know about West Tennessee, specifically those in Tipton County, I want to give a shout-out to Jamestown. Yes, I want y'all to check out Jamestown. It's a black community, and that was founded around, you know, slavery time. But I grew up from city to country, so that was a duality that kind of influenced my life, and, and the creativity that I developed really came from those dual experiences. One thing I can say is also growing up in a religious home, growing up in church and singing in choirs and, you know, having that as a background really kind of created in me a desire to communicate. You know, I grew up a quiet child, but as time went on, you know, learning those Easter speeches and learning to sing those songs in church really opened me up and helped me to find my voice. And speaking of voice, you know, understanding the importance of being able to share a positive message, as I said, coming through a religious family, I really found my path into radio specifically while attending Oral Roberts University. It was there, as I say, having, you know, had a very strong background in being in front and being in church and being active as a young person. By the time I attended college in Tulsa, I really had a passion for communicating the good news, a positive message. And that kind of really came into, you know, the tug-of-war of me being involved in music and eventually understanding, you know, that I could also share that through radio. Now, I have to say that I kind of bounced back and forth, Charvette, through my 20s, and I found myself constantly like, do I just want to sing and be on stage? Because I always dreamed of doing Broadway, or do I just want to do radio? And eventually radio won out.
Wow, it won out. And you certainly have had the opportunity to work in a lot of different markets. What are some of the markets that you've worked in with your radio career?
Well, I did start my campus radio career. We're going to go back to college too, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Also, after leaving the ORU years, I lived in Detroit for a couple of years, and I was more into music at that time, and I was singing on the gospel music scene, involved in, with some very highly recognizable names, and eventually fell back into radio in Detroit. Then I came back to the Memphis area and was around 1992, and really continued to broaden my radio career. And it was here in Memphis that I really established myself as a radio personality, with the benefit of being also through technology to have shows in Birmingham, Alabama, and St. Louis. So about four or five strong markets. Plus, you know, we had with the latest station that I was involved in, we had a very strong online presence, so we had a lot of listeners throughout the country and around the world.
Outstanding. We hope some of them are tuning in right now, listening to you.
Yes, hopefully so.
Great. So then there's a transition. So you have your Living Life seminars that you are doing. Tell us about Living Life seminars that you're doing.
Now, this is when I get really excited, Charvette. You know, everybody's born with a purpose, and I truly believe that everybody has been born with the greatness of God inside of them. And I've also come through my own personal life. The Living Life seminars really is from the pages of my personal journey, learning how to find what was I really here for and why does God want me to be here now. So the Living Life seminar really is based upon the journey that I took, you know, between, once again, as I said, I was always torn in some aspect of entertainment. But I came to a place in my life where I was like, God, what do you want me to do? I have a lot of skills, abilities, talents, but what have you designed me for and what do you want me to do in the earth now? You know, I understand, you know, that we have, beyond our religious affiliations and our salvation and depending upon your belief system, I truly believe that beyond just having a right relationship with God, God has something for us to do while we're living here. And that was really a question that I really kind of posed to him while in college and really got serious about in my 20s. And over a 10- to 15-year period, the principles that he taught me have become, in the last 5 or 6 years, my Living Life seminars. And quickly, the principles are based on the premise that your life is in your hand. At the end of the day, God is going to ask, what did you do with what I gave you? And that's the gift of life. We all have greatness inside of us, and that we have to take the journey of a lifetime. And it turns out that journey is the journey within. It's about journey inside yourself to find out what does God want you to do with those gifts and talents he placed in there when you were born. And I help you uncover those through my lectures and my seminars with these five principles. Now, they're very simple, Charvette, but they're simply this. Number one, what is my name?
Wow.
Number two, breathing to live. Number three, what does God want me to do? The fourth principle is VAW, which is an acronym for visualize, affirm, and act. And the fifth principle is living the dream, creating a workable plan. Now, you know, oftentimes I had an opportunity even this afternoon to go to a local correctional facility and to share this message. Now, this is a message that is so simplistic, but it helps people unlock the potential that they have inside of them. I can teach it from Sunday school classes to correctional facilities to even, you know, organizations that are extremely well-known to corporate training rooms. So it's a message because I believe, as you know, Charvette, that God has done some incredible things in us and that we have to learn the steps to unlock our potential and develop the gifts and talents and give them back out to the world in which we live. And that really is something I'm passionate about. As I said, I really journeyed, you know, with self-identity issues as I was trying to find my path. And once it clicked for me, once I locked into my purpose, you know, I have had a tremendous a pleasure of being able to live my dream. And now I'm just excited that I'm now being, you know, given afforded an opportunity to share this message and see other people lock into their purpose and unleash their potential and live their dreams. So I'm really excited about this new venture in my life.
Absolutely. And tell our listeners, how can they find out more about Living Life Seminars?
They can go to my personal website, ChristyTaylorOnline.com. That's ChristyTaylorOnline.com. christianlorontaylor.com. That's christianlorontaylor.com. And you can also definitely Google me. As they say, I'm Googleable. And Living Life Seminars is definitely something that if you're interested in being a part of this, you can also call me if I can provide that information as
Absolutely.
Well. 1-800-610-5470. That's 1-800-610-5470. And I'm really excited at this time to, you know, move beyond the Memphis market and really share this message with the nation. And if God says so, also the world. So number again is 1-800-610-5470. And please feel free to visit my personal website, ChristyTaylorOnline.com, for more information.
Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And I am interviewing Christy Taylor, film writer, radio personality, oh my goodness, seminar host and speaker, and I could keep going on and on and on, Christy. All right, so we've got to talk about the film that you co-wrote, Insecure. Now tell us, how did you transition to writing a film?
You know, as I said, I'm an extremely talented person, and even my Living Life seminars and all the things that I do really comes from the premise that I'm unlimited, you know, that there's no limit to me. So I've learned as I've journeyed throughout my life to, you know, take advantage of opportunities and to really fully develop all my skill sets and talents. While I was relaunching my life into radio, I had an opportunity while in my radio career to have a chance to meet a local concert promoter, Julius Lewis. And he had written while, you know, doing promotions through music and plays, he had written a stage play. And in our relationship while I was at the radio station, he shared with me that he had a movie that he wanted to do, and he wanted me to check out the script. I read it, and I was like, well, I can see this. This was initially, you know, for the stage. I love theater as well, so I'm very familiar with the language of film as well as plays. So I said, but I can help you translate it from a stage play into a screenplay. And over like a three-year period, we really worked out a script that was Hollywood ready. And a couple of years ago, in the midst of the independent film movement, he opted, instead of selling the script, to do like a lot of people like Ice Cube. And then, of course, at the time, Tyler Perry was on the rise, and different other people were, you know, specifically African-Americans, was getting into the independent film industry. And he opted to create his own production company here in Memphis and to take upon, embark upon doing the film himself here. And we pretty much, over the last couple of years, really secured some great talent and the director, David Matthews. And this summer, everything just kind of gelled and came together. Kevin Scott from L.A., he did the casting and put together an incredible cast. You know, as you had mentioned earlier, Tempest Bledsoe. I was like, shocked, like, what? She wants to do our movie. You know? And Denise Boutte and Lamon Rucker, who were both in Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married? As a matter of fact, of course, Lamon was the love interest, but Denise was the young lady who took Jill Scott's husband from her. So so they're both in the film. Essence Atkins, Memphis's own Elise Neal, she's in the film. Karen Ward, and a stellar cast of people that we're really excited and looking forward to seeing how this project, you know, really what the marketplace will say about it. Now, we did the filming in September, and in October we wrapped up, and now we're in post-production. And we're looking forward to, at the top of the year and in the spring, doing some of the film festivals. But hopefully by this time next year, you'll be able to see it in a theater near you.
Wow. We are so excited to have the preview and get to talk to you now before your calendar fills up. Just remember us.
Oh, I will. And anytime you need me to talk to you, Charvette, hey, all you need is a phone call away. And it's very interesting, you know, the power of film. One of the things that I, as I said, is, you know, going back to the word, the voice. You know, as a child, as I said, you know, because of the duality from moving from the city to the country, you know, in the rural areas, I really developed, you know, there's a sense of quietness that I had, but I eventually found my voice. And one of the things that I'm learning in going back to my Living Life seminars as well is that in living a life in full expression, you know, that you have to find different ways to share what you have inside of you. So through my voice, I've been able to do radio. I've been able to sing. I've been able to songwrite. You know, I've also had an opportunity now, as I said, I'm moving into motivational speaking and conducting seminars, and to also be able to do the love of writing. I want to get into, you know, writing my books and having a chance to, like, do this to do this film, it really just speaks to, you know, when God gives us something on the inside, all the multiplicity of who we are, we have to be so faithful and harvest those things and give them back out to the world. You know, and those are, and I want to encourage that, yes, there's the growing pains of being able to go beyond yourself and develop all that God has given you. But I tell you, the beauty of it, it is just overwhelming. And I'm really excited to see greater things that God has for me, and hopefully I'll inspire other people to do the same.
Outstanding, and we look for great things coming from you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Christy Taylor. Visit her online at www.christytayloronline.com, and you can also stay up to date with the things that are going on with the great film that's in production, Insecure, and you can go to the website of www.in-securethemovie.com. Again, www.in-securethemovie.com. Again, Christy, thank you so much for joining us today, and we're going to bring you back when we get closer to the release of the actual film and all the other great things you have going on.
Well, thank you very much, Charvette, and much blessings upon your life.
Thank you. I receive it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back to the second half of our show, where we're going to talk to the baddest live band in Richmond. I'm telling you what I know. We're going to talk to Second Soul. Stay tuned.
Are you over 40 and single? Do you get the feeling that the younger generation is having all the fun? It doesn't have to be that way. You can join Living Single, an organized community of single men and women all over age 40 who enjoy a network of goods, services, support, and social interaction. Living Single consultants link with community resources to plan or access social events, outings, and gatherings based on the interests of its members. At Living Single, you'll have the opportunity to participate with other singles that share your interests. If you'd like information on how to join Living Single, call 804-901-4948. You'll have access to group activities at discount rates, group travel at reduced rates, newsletters, exclusive events, and a community of people who share your interest. More than 50% of men and women over 40 are single. It's time to get connected. Call Living Single today at 804-901-4948. That's 804-901-4948.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is your boy Sean Harden, and we would like to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Calling all ladies, have you ever wanted to look like a well-known celebrity like Oprah, Beyonce, or even Tyra Banks? Have you ever just wanted a new hairdo? Well, now you can. TC Hair and Beauty has a solution for you at a fraction of the cost. Even if you suffer from hair loss due to chemical damage, cancer, or alopecia, we specialize in hair replacement systems. And did you even know that most insurance companies will cover this expense for you? Call TC Hair and Beauty today at area code 704-971-7854 or visit us on the web at www.tchairandbeauty.com. Again, www.tchairandbeauty.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're so glad to have you tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. And I'm excited for my second segment. I'm going to be talking to Richmond's own Second Soul. I've got the lead vocalist on the line. I'm going to be bringing them to the mic in just a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Richmond's own Second Soul Band has been serving up soul musically since late 2007. Their renditions range from the 70s greats Earth, Wind, and Fire to the sounds of Jennifer Hudson and her 2008 hit single, Spotlight. Second Soul is comprised of the musical genius of pianist Clifton Fuller, drummer Maurice Logan, and bass player Robert Brooks. Adding to that already sultry sound are the vocal unit lead singers who I'm going to interview today, and that includes Brian Goodman, Tiffany Thomas, and Kimberly Dabney. I'm telling you, their smooth harmonies and soulful sound complete the band's dynamic sound, and I can tell you firsthand that they are the baddest live band in Richmond, and I'm so excited to have them. Coming to the mic right now, I have Brian, Tiffany, and Kimberly on the line. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. we're glad. All right, we're good. We got the gang. The gang is all here, and I'm so excited to have you all on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you for having us.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, so let's jump right in. Let's tell our listeners how you all started singing, and I'm going to go in this order. I'm going to start with Tiffany, then go to Kimberly, and then go to Brian. How did you all start singing? Tiffany, you are up first.
Okay, I started singing in middle school in choir.
Okay.
And so I continued it on through high school and in college.
All right. And who would you say were your musical influences?
Anita Baker, Rochelle Farrell, and Jill Scott, to name a few.
All right. And Miss Kimberly, how did you start singing?
Charvette, I started singing at a very young age in the church choir, on the Sunbeam choir down in my little country church, and was singing very soon. That was my first solo in a god-awful yellow dress. I'll never forget it as long as I live. But I started singing in the church choir at, down in the country where I was from, and it's just progressed. I sang in college. I went to Norfolk State and sang in the college gospel choir, and then that at my church that I am affiliated with now.
All right. And who would you say are your musical influences?
A lot like Tiff. I like Jill Scott and Anita Baker, those rich, sultry sounds that those artists offer. Those could be some of my favorite.
And the real singers, right? Not all the synthesized stuff.
Exactly. Who can sing without the music if they need to.
All right. And last but not least, Brian, let's talk to you. How did you start singing?
Well, I actually started off singing in the boys' choir in Richmond here in Richmond, Virginia, when I was in elementary school. And from there, I joined a gospel group called the Sean Stovall and the Voices of Praise, and I did that for a few years. And after that, I started singing with a male group. It was three. I had a pretty nice time with that, but Nana was second soul, and we're serving it up.
All right, serving it up. And who would you say are your influences musically?
Well, everybody knows I'm a huge R. Kelly fan. So
okay,
you know, R. Kelly is somebody that I like his music a lot. I've always been a Brian McKnight and Babyface type fan. So
okay, great. And so Second Soul, how was Second Soul formed? Who wants to answer that one?
Kim, go ahead and take a stab at it.
Sure, I will. Second Soul was kind of formed in the heart, or hearts, shall I say, of our executive leader and our bass player, Rob Brooks, along with our drummer, Maurice Logan, and T.J. Simmons. They kind of had in their hearts and minds, as we talk to them more and more, seems like maybe 10, 15 years of wanting to start a band.
Wow.
But we all know that you need key musicians and people who are committed in an effort to make things come to fruition. So after they kind of got together, I would have to say that Tiff, Brian, and myself, we kind of just, somebody knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. And that's how we all kind of became a unit, if you will, that's now known as Second Soul here in Richmond, Virginia.
All right.
Yeah.
And you all flow so well together. It's like you've been singing together and performing together for years and years and years.
It was meant to
Thank
be.
You.
It was meant to be. All right. So, Brian, how would you describe you all sound overall? The sound of Second Soul, how would you describe it?
The sound, it's a fun sound. It's definitely soulful. We like to have fun, and that's, I guess, where it starts off.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people look at, doing music, it's a job, I'm in it for the money or whatever, but we literally have fun when we're up there singing. So that's kind of, and you can see it when you come out to hear us perform, and we're having a really good time, so.
And I agree. And I can say personally, I can give a personal reference. They were the live band for my birthday party this year. So if anyone wants a live reference, you can call me at 804-346-3210, and I will give you a personal reference for Second Soul. I think they are the hottest thing going. All right. You are welcome. So, Tiffany, Let's talk about that. So if someone has an event, a corporate event, a holiday event, a party, a retirement, a anything, everything, why is it better to have live music versus just, you know, your normal average DJ music? How would you, you know, what would you say to a person that's trying to debate if they should have live music or a DJ?
Live music brings the energy. If you want energy at your event, get a live band. A live band is able to interact with the guests that are at the events. The guests sing along. They come up and dance. Just the live band is just better all around, I think. I mean, I like DJs too, but there is a difference that a band can bring to your event versus a DJ. I like to think of sometimes the band can, you know, if you're trying to portray classier taste or whatever, I think the band has a different, brings a different image to your event that you have coming. And the band, you know, our band does the hits that they play at the clubs, the hits that they play at the jazz or the R&B clubs. So we do a lot of different genres of music, so we can hit the songs that the DJs play as well. And we do a little rap as well. Our band is very versatile, so we can pretty much give you what you want.
Oh, right. I think that sums it up. Kim, if someone wants to book Second Soul, how should they contact you?
Well, they can go to our website, which is secondsoulband@gmail.com, or they can email us there. Or if somehow, you know, they have a copy of our card, they can reach me at 804-475-9421, or Rob Brooks. His number is also on the card. But, you know, we're out there. We're ready for people to contact us. We're eager and enthusiastic to serve. So, yep, we can reach email, cell phones. Just get out there. You'll see.
All right. And, Brian, where are you all? Where can people come see you if they want to see you sometimes in December? Is Kim or Brian or Tiffany, anyone want to tell us where people can come see you guys?
Well, right now, we actually have a gig this coming Saturday down in the Chesapeake area, so I'm not sure how many listeners are down in that area, but we're doing the Soul Bowl down there. And then on the 19th of December, we'll be over at Family Secrets Restaurant over in the north side of Richmond at Chamberlain and Azalea. Again, we'll be back at Family Secrets again on the 27th of December, and then we're doing the Soul Bowl New Year's Eve party here in Richmond at Schrader Lanes.
All right. So, Richmond, you have a lot of opportunities to check out Second Soul. Now, Second Soul, do you all travel? Say if there was someone in Maryland or someone in North Carolina, do you all travel to events?
Definitely.
Yes, we do. Definitely. We'll go wherever there's a need.
All right. So those listeners that are all across wherever you are, Second Soul, we'll travel to come check you out. All right. So what is next for Second Soul? Where do you all kind of see yourselves going?
Well,
I
think 2009 is probably going to be a critical year for us. I think a lot of us have our eyes set on doing some much bigger shows. I know we had conversations about getting with, booking companies that that could assist with booking us gigs. But that's pretty much where we're headed. You know, making sure that our sound is polished, our image is polished, everything about Second Soul is a product that when people request for a live band, we're what they want.
Right.
So definitely that's what my ultimate goal is.
Okay. That's outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I want to know what motivates our guest here today. I'm going to start with Tiffany, then go to Kimberly, then wrap up with Brian. Tiffany, what motivates you?
What motivates me is, number one, God motivates me. Every morning that I get up, motivation automatically. Mm-hmm. And definitely my family, my mom and my sister and my aunts and uncles, they definitely motivate me, as well as my Second Soul band members, musicians and vocalists as well.
Great. Kimberly, what motivates you?
I'll chime on with Tiff, definitely, you know, just the Lord God himself and waking up. And if I could just add on a little bit and have my right mind.
That's right.
But as far as the band is concerned, work motivates me. And, you know, friends and family and love and interactions, relationships. But to speak specifically to what we're talking about today, Charvette, and that's our band, I am so motivated by the other two people doing this interview with you, with us. Tiff and Brian, we're a family. We are a family now, and it seems, you know, you hear people say that, but we really are. We've dealt with some really heavy things together, and there is a mutual admiration and respect that I have for them that I never dreamed that I could, and it shows when we perform together.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I just, I'm standing on one side of Brian and Tiff's on the other. Sometimes I just want to grab his hand and just hug him. They motivate me because there's a sense of genuineness there with us. There's no false pretense. There's no pretentiousness. It is what it is. And that motivates me. That motivates me to get to rehearsal, sometimes get there on time, to give it my all, to be ready. We bring our A game. You know, we try to be prepared. And that, in specific, that's what motivates me where our band is concerned. Those two people on the line with us, they are my motivation.
Oh, that's outstanding. That's outstanding, and it definitely comes across in your performances. You all give it everything. You don't give just a little bit. You give 110%. And sometimes I've seen you all perform, and you look at the other one, and you're like, I can't believe you singing that song like that. You better go ahead and sing. It's genuine. It's genuine. All right, wrapping up with Brian, what motivates you?
Well, I want to chime in with Kim. You know, Tiff and Kim are like, they're my girls. So, they definitely motivate me. I love to do music. I mean, I've been doing music all my life, and I mean, they'll even tell you, you know, I'm the one who always want to sing. I always want to perform.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm not driven by money or anything. I mean, I would do it for free. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, just because I enjoy doing it so much, but being able to do it with people that we all get along well together. We all are pretty much on the same page. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know it, but, you know, Tiff, Kim, and I, we talk every single day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I literally mean every single day, you know, maybe, you know, 50 to 60 times a day. I mean, because that's just how it is. I mean,
right.
You know, and I feel like, you know, to have a band, you know, that's that tight, you can't have nothing but greatness. So, you know, they definitely motivate me to do what I do and, you know, just keep it going.
All right. Well, we are so glad to have the opportunity to interview Second Soul, and we at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show will certainly continue to give you shout-outs, and we look for bigger and better things coming from you all. If you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Brian Goodman, Tiffany Thomas, and Kimberly Daphne of Second Soul. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for another great show. Brian, Tiffany, and Kimberly, we will have you back another time. How about that?
Thank you so much, Charvette.
We look forward to it.
Great. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Remember that all shows are saved online as a podcast. You can go back and check out the link. You can share the link with a friend and let them know, hey, this was a great interview. Come on and check out this show. Listen, stay up to date on all the great shows we have lined up for you. Coming up, go to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. For my iPod users, I'm telling you, you can now go to the iTunes store and you can download the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show for free. Just search for Charvette. That's me. Click subscribe, and you will have it on your iPod. Ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again, peace and love.